Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside, which we do every Friday between 9 and 10. On the kickoff, Alan Irwin in for Steve Hothersall today. That was the Beatles, of course. And the Sound of Merseyside sees John Gibbons in the studio. As always, looking forward to a football and musical weekend.
Definitely, there's a lot going on this weekend, loads going on.
I can hear you better now.
loads going on this weekend in both, and the sun's shining as well, so what could be better?
Yeah, if he's not doing football, it's music, and he's brought in today a wonderful chap from the Ragamuffins. Dave, introduce yourself.
Hello, yeah, I'm the lead singer and songwriter of the Ragamuffins. How you doing?
The Ragamuffins, right, are an energetic cavalcade of musical buccaneers with members drawn from all over the place but united by a singular desire to play gutsy, perfectly packaged and virtually irresistible indie pop songs.
That sounds good.
What it says on my sheet.
That's your university education you can start writing my bios if you want.
You've got the job. Yeah.
Hired.
But let's have it straight from the horse's mouth, Dave.
Yeah, well, you've got to get all the kind of nautical references in you can, really, yeah. When you call... We've just done an album called Over on the Shipping Forecast, and obviously the more sort of... references to the sea. And
it's a common theme with Liverpool bands, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to do it, haven't you? at least on one record, anyway.
How many in the band and how were you formed, etc.? Give us a bit of background.
There's six of us. We've got two trumpet players. One of the trumpet players plays guitar as well. You've got Florin, who is actually... He's from Suceava in Romania, originally.
Oh, you are drawn from all over the place.
I'm not lying. We've got a couple of lads from over Yorkshire way who've kind of come over to the northwest and... and just kind of meeting through kind of mutual friends and saying, oh, I really want a trumpet player, and kind of pointing me in the direction of different people.
How does that work? Do you just have to get on quickly?
I think you can, if you meet in a pub and you're having a chat over a pint, you can pretty quickly assess whether someone's an idiot or not. So
depends how many pints you've had.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my best friend in the world last night, yeah. but this morning I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you all genuinely do get on and...
great, yeah. Yeah, really well.
So how long ago was that?
The band first started when I was at college, and there was like, that was as a four-piece, and then everyone sort of moved away. And then a friend of ours, Ed, who's from Height, and he set up a record label called 7L Records, or 7L Recordings to be precise, because if he's listening he'll shout at me for that. And he was always a big fan of the band, and he said that he wanted to put something out for us, kind of got the process together to do a record. I always wanted a brass section, and he said he'd fill in on trombone for a while until we could find the right people. So we got like a temporary band together, and then gradually it was like a Magnificent Seven sort of scenario where kind of meeting up with people in cafes and pubs and chatting to them and just kind of going through friends that we knew. So yeah, it was all that sort of process.
And how often are you playing on Merseyside?
Not too often, because I think you can overkill. You can do a bit of overkill if you're playing in the same sort of venues all the time. You know, you're going to oversaturate your audience. Yeah, you're going to get sick here.
It's a funny balance, really, for bands in Liverpool trying to emerge, because you want to gig a lot because you want to be good at it, and the more you do it, the more you hone your skills and the kind of tight you get, really. But also, you don't want people kind of getting sick of you. And what the Ragamuffins have done quite well is made... I mean, you guys have been playing for so long now, they can be a bit more selective and make your gigs a bit more of an event, really. Mm-hmm. So people go, great, the Ragamuffins are playing this weekend, and you can do a big build-up, and then kind of everyone comes down. Whereas if you're playing every week, you're going to get, you know, it's quite a good thing for maybe a brand new band to be doing, but after a couple of years, a few years, you kind of need to try and pick and choose a little bit more. Mm. Although you are playing tonight.
Yeah, we are playing tonight at Threshold Festival, Lantern Theatre, 11 o'clock. Late one.
A late one?
Late one, yeah.
Mind you, you must be used to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I nearly died. I did a gig in Berlin the night before the cup final at Wembley the other week. I got a 6 o'clock flight back from Berlin to London, and I felt terrible. obviously, we didn't win, and I was in...
You hadn't been to bed?
No, I was in a pub in Hammersmith, with a couple of the lads from the band who were down in there, kind of saw our trumpet player and guitarist Tom fills in on it for a theatre group as well when he's not doing stuff for us. So he was down there, and I fell asleep in a pub in Hammersmith with a glass of red wine in my hand. So he had to put me in a taxi and send me to bed.
And do you have a dedicated following when you are in a particular area, Dave?
Yeah, I get a lot of stick off my girlfriend because we tend to get a lot of sort of mums who I think want to mother. I think they want to mother me, and I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe they just think I need looking after. I need an arm around the shoulder and a little pat on the back. So we've got a good. I mean, they did tend to. One of our fans turned up at a gig with a handmade, cuddly sewn banana that they'd knitted for themselves. So I was like, creep, I'm not sure what to make of this. Because we did like a photo shoot a while ago with one of those sort of giant inflatable bananas in a sort of.
Andy, at Manchester City.
Well, it was like an Andy Warhol thing. But yeah. So that sort of thing, and she thought, oh, well, I'll do this, and I, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, oh, really good selling.
Yeah,
let's see what the audience make of you. We're going to play one of your tunes. Mm-hmm. You can introduce it, Dave, because you know best.
Yeah, sure. This is a song called Never in a Month of Sundays, and it's off our new album Over on the Shipping Forecast, which you can get on iTunes and all that jazz now.
And this is it.
If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and you keep on falling at the final hurdle. It's enough to get your stomach churning, to make your blood start curdling you under. Nothing to shout about. You can't keep breathing fire like you used to. You just leave the paper smoldering and then smoke gets in your eyes. You gotta wonder, where's it ever gonna stop? I'm gonna try my best to trace my steps, start connecting up the dots. But if the ship steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and your friends start disappearing, just like coins behind the sofa. And your enemies start cropping up in unexpected places. You gotta wonder where you started going. Something's gonna happen soon. It's more like never in a month of Sunday afternoons. Steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and do you think you started falling out of fashion? Stick around for long enough that you come back into style. Steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady.
steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and steady she goes. If the ship beats steady and.
There you are. It ends as suddenly as it starts. The Ragamuffins. Never in a month of Sundays. Sounds good to me. Sounds good indeed. So, yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, they're really good fun live as well. The Ragamuffins, I'd recommend anyone to go and see them. I book quite a few festivals across Merseyside. In fact, I've just booked Dave for another one in that break. But I always try and get the Ragamuffins on because they're so much fun and they're so energetic and they're perfect for kind of like a summer afternoon, which is what I tend up doing. So, yeah, it's great.
Who's the chief writers?
Me?
Yeah.
Me, yeah, that's it. I tend to come up with some sort of crazy idea or, I mean, obviously he had the Beatles on before. I love that idea, the Ringo-isms that he used to do, like the everything from 8 days a week to coming up with a hard day's night. That's the kind of, you need that sort of title for a song. So I tend to get that written down, write the song and then take it to the band, and because they're all much better musicians than me.
They make it sound great.
They can make a song out of it.
So you just come up with a title.
Oh no! Yeah, and I get all the PRS royalties as well. So.
Great stuff. Now it says here on my wonderful sheet that you've shared stages with the likes of the Beat, Everything, Reverend, and the Makers, and the Zootons, and you're currently working on some collaborations with legendary Stax Records guitarist Steve the Colonel Cropper.
Yeah. Well, the Steve Cropper one was a bit crackers, really, because he's. We did a gig with him as a full band, and then about a week or so later, I got a phone call from the promoter saying, do you want to do an acoustic one? And I was there kind of playing in a tiny little pub with Steve Cropper about 6 foot away from me. At the end of the gig, he comes over, and it's like the equivalent of playing five-a-side and having like Stephen Gerrard or Kenny Dalglish, but quite more like Dalglish stood over you and watching. And he comes over at the end, he's like, yeah, man, love your songs, you know. Because we've got a song called It Never Rains on Mossley Hill, another song called Fish and Chips, and he obviously said that, you know, I love the kind of titles. I came across this thing since I've been in the UK called Mushy Peas, and you should write, and he said you should write a song called Don't Rain on My Mushy Peas, and I was like, combine everything, and I was like, oh, he's taking the mickey, and he said, no, I'm being deadly serious when I told so and so to write Green Onions, I was like, all right, okay. So anyway, I've written the chorus, and I sent that over to him, and he's like, yeah, this is great. You got a good thing out. And so he's basically writing a verse and sending it back to me, and he's doing an instrumental track of ours in the sort of Booker T and the MGs style as well. We hope.
Amazing.
Spot on about those titles.
Yeah, yeah.
Fish and chips.
Yeah. Well, Friday, isn't it? You know, you're being a good Catholic lad, so.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.